Mortgage Mom. This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Have you been wanting to buy a home and you just don't know where to start? Well, you know what? I have a podcast and I have a YouTube channel. What are you doing? Go to the YouTube channel and watch all of my workshops that I already have out. Those are Homebuyer Workshops 101 through 106 and 201 through 203. They're all there. They are ready for you. They are to teach you how to buy a home. But you know what else? I've got the podcast. Many of you like to listen to podcasts these days. Check it out. Everywhere you want to find me, it's mortgagemomradio.com. All of the education, tools, and advice that you could need, all at the tip of your fingers. That's Mortgage Mom Radio. You have questions? Text me. Text the word MOM to 474747.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Pass the credit cowboy. Your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
The Mortgage Mom.
All right, well, welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and I've got Heidi here with me as usual.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I promised everybody right before we went to the break that we're going to talk about student loan, a new brand new student loan program that came out for refinances. It just rolled out this week, so I want to make
sure. Actually, rolled out yesterday.
Yes, it did. So I want to make sure that we, you know, get this information to everybody. We've actually had quite a few phone calls over the last few months of people that would like to refinance, pull cash out, pay off student loans. Student loans can be a bear. You know, they are, you know, something that, you know, you a lot of times have to have. Those of us that went to school that don't have student loans, congratulations. That's amazing.
Right. More power to you.
Absolutely. But, you know, a lot of people that go to school do have to take student loans. And those student loans, it's not something that you can file bankruptcy on. You can't. There's really no way to get rid of them. You can obviously work with your student loan company to try to get things deferred. Sometimes go on, you know, income-based repayment plans to try to make them a little bit more affordable. But at the end of the day, even if you defer it, you're just deferring, you know, getting it paid off. You're still paying interest on the money. You're prolonging.
Yes,
exactly. And you know, they have to be paid back. They really do. Unless you're in the kind of, some employers, let me put it that way. Some employers will give you a forgiveness. So if you start working with them and you've been with them for a certain period of time, a lot of times as a benefit to your job, the employer will pay those loans off for you. But again, that's...
Or the VA.
Yes, same thing. But, you know, a lot of times, though, we're not all in that situation that we would get that benefit. And we do have these student loans and they stick around forever.
Yes.
So, you know, this is something that is really, really great that they're bringing this program out. We have talked about it. I believe just last week we had in our show, we talked about refinancing and pulling cash out and how that changes the interest rate that you get on your loan.
Right.
And that is what is so great about this loan is that, you know, we are, we don't have to charge you the interest rate as a cash out refinance like we did in the past, as long as you are paying off student loan debt. So we can now give you a rate and term interest rate, which is a huge win. I mean, truly, you know, a lot of people, we've talked about it, and I just want to drive this home. You guys are all hearing about these fabulous, fantastic low interest rates right now, which trust me, they are. But they are, just like we said a couple of weeks back, for that cookie cutter loan, not pulling cash out, tons of equity in the home, single family residence, super high FICO score. You know, those are the interest rates that are being advertised, trying to get you to call. And then you find out that the interest rate is different. One of those things that changes the interest rate is whether or not you are just refinancing the current balance or if you are cashing out. And when you cash out, you are going to take a higher interest rate. One of the things that I want to talk about a little bit, just because we're on it, and then we'll get back to the student loans, is what is considered a cash out. So we have a lot of clients that have a first mortgage and they took an equity line of credit or a second mortgage. And they did that to either do home improvements, consolidate debt. But you know, those are two mortgages. Well, can we consolidate those together as a rate and term refinance? And the majority of the time, the answer is no. So, you know, Heidi, why don't you give them a little bit of that, give them your expertise in this scenario?
Okay. So I'm going to tell you, majority of the time, like Deb said, it's a no. So if you are in a conventional conforming loan balance, okay,
which we went over. Which so we if you don't over. Know what that means, go to our podcast.
And Deb is an expert at what those loan limits are, and I believe we went over them for LA and Orange County.
We did.
Again, if you need additional counties, you can reach out to us, and you can text us at
text the word mom to 474747. Heidi's not quite used to that yet.
I'm not used to that. And we can give you the limits for other counties, but for LA, Orange County, conventional conforming, if you took out a second for anything other than purchase money,
yes,
it is considered a cash out refinance if we are consolidating your first and second.
Right. So what is purchase money? So when you bought the house, if your lender at the time set you up with a first and second combination to help you get into the home, then that is considered a rate and term because it was purchase money. But any other reason that you took that line of credit or that second mortgage after you closed on your home for the very first time when you bought it, it is considered cash out in a conventional conforming loan.
Right.
Okay. So if now, one of the things that can be considered rate and term is if you are doing energy efficient improvement. So if you did take out a solar system, if you got a solar and you took a solar loan or a lease and you've got that against your home and you want to get that paid off, if you did a HERO loan and you've, you know, for windows or roof or anything energy efficient related that they would allow a HERO loan for, you can pay those off as a rate and term because they are energy efficient improvements. If you just took a second or an equity line of credit to remodel your kitchen or add a second bathroom, those are not going to be considered energy efficient. And even though they were home improvements, they are going to be considered a cash out refinance. So what happens with a cash out refinance? Interest rate gets bumped. So it's just par for the course. Now, there are loans that will allow a second to be paid off and considered a rate and term. And Heidi, go.
All right. So if you are in the jumbo space, then if you took a second mortgage and it was not your purchase money second, but you have not drawn on the line of credit in 12 months and you have to prove that, then we can also consider that a rate and term. Even if you took it after the fact, you took it for, you know,
debt consolidation,
mm-hmm, home improvements, anything you took it for, but you have not drawn money out of that line of credit in 12 months, then we can still do it as a rate and term.
Right. And let's talk about a line of credit, because a line of credit, the best way that I can ever explain it to people so that they can understand what it is it's basically a credit card against your house. That's the easiest way to explain it.
Exactly.
You have a line of credit that you can utilize. You use it, you draw it, you can pay it back, you can use it again, you can pay it back, and so forth. So when you have a line of credit against your home and you are in the jumbo area, you know, jumbo loan sizes, so you're going to get a jumbo loan, if you have used it, paid it back, and you've done that within the last 12 months, you want to get it paid off for good, that is going to be considered a cash out. If you have not drawn on it, you've done nothing but make payments for the last 12 months, then we can consider that a rate and term. So like I said before, as we got this started, the majority of the time, if you have a second mortgage or an equity line of credit, the majority of the time it is going to be considered a cash out refinance. So with a student loan, you want to get those student loans paid off. In the past, up until yesterday, we would have had to call that a rate or a cash out refinance. We can now consider it a rate and term. We still have to abide by some of the cash out guidelines. So we still cannot exceed 80% of the value of the home, where a rate and term, a true rate and term, whatever your balance is today, we can go up to the same guidelines that you could with a purchase. You know, 95% loan to value, 96.5% on an FHA. You know, we can still refinance the property at the rate and term limits, which is the same as a purchase, but we can't pay off the student loan debt at those limits.
Right. This is giving you the rate at a rate and term. However, we still have to follow the guidelines of the cash out.
Yes. As far as loan to value,
debt to income.
Yes.
So we follow all the other guidelines, except that you're getting the rate of the rate and term.
Yes. Absolutely. So it's still a huge win. A couple of things that I think are very important for you to know is that a student loan that is being paid off with this program does have to be owned by one of the borrowers on the loan. So if there is a student loan you'd like to pay off for one of your kids and you're not on that loan, we can't do this program. The student loan being paid off has to belong to at least one of the borrowers on the loan. So if it's wife's or husband's or mom and daughter are on the loan, whoever's on the loan, it doesn't matter what the relationship is. If you are both on the loan and one of those student loans is in one of your names, we can still do this. It just can't be somebody that is not on the loan. It can't be their student debt.
Now, do they have to be on the current mortgage that's being paid off?
They do not. So just like a normal refinance right now, you could have, it could be my loan and I want to refinance, but I need I want to put my son on the loan with me. I can add my son to the new loan and add him to title as an owner of the home. And that doesn't create a purchase or anything like that. As long as, you know, one of the original owners on title stays on title, it is still considered a refinance. So there should not be any problem at all by adding a borrower to the loan that's maybe not on the loan today. But the bottom line is that the student loan debt that we're paying off has to belong to somebody on this new mortgage. That is just the really important piece. Now, one of the other really important pieces is that we've got to pay off one of the student loans at least in full. So what does that mean? Let's say that you guys have 2, 3, 4 different student loans and you want to pay off as many of them as you can. And let's say that we can get one paid off in full and then there's another one that's fairly large, but we don't have the room to pay it off entirely. That's okay. We can do a portion of that second loan. But the bottom line is that at least one student loan has to be paid off in full. If we can't get a student loan paid off in full within our loan to value guidelines, then we cannot do this student loan program.
Okay. And how much cash can they get back in hand?
So the cash in hand is limited. So this is definitely not a debt consolidation loan, which is why they're getting the rate and term refinance interest rate. They can only get 2% of their loan balance or $2,000 in hand at closing, whichever is less. So basically, they're going to get very, very minimal money in hand at closing. It's not to pay off other debts. This is truly to consolidate student loans.
Okay, so the same guideline as a rate and term.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. Uh-huh. So a lot goes into it. It is brand new. It is a brand new program. So obviously, we're all learning about it as well. So if something changes, we learn that maybe we were wrong about something that we've explained, we will definitely give you guys as updates, you know, in the future about things that we find as we go. Every single loan program has its own set of guidelines. And let me just tell you that there are so many loan programs out there. As much as we want to say that we are the experts at everything, we truly aren't. We do our very, very best to stay up on top of them. We've been in the business for a very long time. So a lot of it is top of mind because we've run into it so many times. But obviously, if we are wrong, we will bring that back to you. But a great, great program. Really, truly it is. There's a lot of people out there with student loans, and this is going to give them the opportunity to get a better interest rate on the mortgage, pay the student loan debts off, and, you know, kind of get that bear off their shoulders.
Oh, I'm excited to start doing these for people. I know so many of our clients have student loans that they are looking forward to paying off, and this is a big portion of their debt that they would love to get off of their plate. A lot of the student loans are high interest rates.
Yes, they are. There are a lot of them that have very high interest rates. Some of them do have good rates,
right.
Which maybe that those don't make sense to pay off. And
exactly.
We go through that. We talk about that with our blended rate calculator that
right.
We've mentioned over and over. But many of them do have pretty high interest rates. And then again, like just by deferring it, you're just adding more interest and the balance is still staying there, if not growing and getting bigger. So,
right.
You know, this is a great opportunity for people. And
absolutely. Especially people that are looking to do a rate and term. This gives them the opportunity to still do a rate and term technically with that great rate and get rid of some of these student loans.
Yep. So if you guys do have questions about it, you've got student loan debt, you want to know if maybe you would qualify for this program, the best thing that you guys can do is either give us a call or contact us in some way. So the telephone number is 844-WE-LEND-4U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. It's 844-935-3634. You guys can text us, text the word MOM to 474747. Ask us your questions there. And you can go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com, and there is a contact us button there. So please feel free to go to the website. We have tons of tools on the website. So if you do want to see what would a new mortgage payment be, if you're thinking maybe I want to pay off those student loan debts, but I'm going to have $100,000 more in my mortgage, what would that payment look like? I've got, payment calculators on the website, affordability calculators on the website. We've got all of the YouTube videos for all of our first time buyers that are looking to buy a home. Just about every tool that you could think of is on the website for you guys. So that's mortgagemomradio.com. The podcast is there as well. So you guys can listen to the previous episodes. So like we mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you want to know what your conforming loan limit is for the county that you're in, you guys can go back and listen to all about what is a conforming loan versus a jumbo loan, a conforming high balance loan, why are interest rates different? That is all on the podcast. So everything that you could need, just because we are here with you only for an hour on Saturday mornings does not mean that you can't listen to us again. You guys can get your fill of Mortgage Mom Radio just by going to that podcast, and you can find that right on the website at mortgagemomradio.com. So we are going to take a quick break right now. Mom needs a break, and we'll be right back.